With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. All eyes on a courthouse in Manhattan. President-elect Trump about to be sentenced in his New York criminal case, sentenced to be pronounced after the Supreme Court declined to delay the sentencing.
A jury convicted him of 34 counts of falsifying business records.
We'll see how it all works out. I think it's going to work out well.
Trump took questions at a transition dinner with state governors held at Mar-a-Lago Thursday night.
Well, we're going to appeal anyway, just psychologically, because frankly, it's a disgrace.
Trump becomes the first person convicted of a felony to assume the presidency. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, the two biggest Los Angeles wildfires have damaged or destroyed at least 10,000 structures as the fire-related death toll climbs to 10. The latest blaze, the Kenneth Fire, started late yesterday afternoon in the West Hills area of L.A. Arson not being ruled out in that blaze. A person has been detained, held for questioning. The latest winter storm spreading snow and ice from Texas to the Carolinas. There are power outages in Texas and Arkansas. The schools are closed. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. The Supreme Court today will hear arguments over the fate of TikTok in the U.S. And how did the job market fare in December?
U.S. hiring picked up unexpectedly last month. Employers added 256,000 jobs, an improvement of 44,000 jobs over November's figures. The unemployment rate dropped 0.1% to 4.1% from the month before, and recent figures suggest a stable job market. Layoffs are running below pre-pandemic levels, and the Labor Department's weekly tracking reported that just 211,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week, the least number in nearly a year. George Williams reporting.
The surprising strength of the job market has Wall Street sharply lower as traders fear the Fed will refrain from further interest rate cuts. This is SRN News. Men will not be using women's bathrooms on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has officially ordered that all restrooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms at the Capitol will be restricted to use by people according to their actual biological sex, not their so-called gender identity. The order was not part of the Republican rules package, but Johnson issued it as part of the congressional record published on January 3rd. The action was prompted by the arrival of a Delaware representative who is a man living as a woman. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine has signed legislation boosting the rights of parents to know if their child is living as the opposite sex in school. It also requires moms and dads to be notified if the teacher is going to present lessons involving sexuality or gender. Parents can also opt their kids out of such lessons under the new law, which has been named the Parents' Bill of Rights. This is SRN News. We're learning more about the planet that orbits closest to the sun.
A spacecraft has beamed back some of the best close-up photos yet of Mercury's North Pole. The European and Japanese robotic explorer buzzed the planet's polar region Wednesday. The European Space Agency released the snapshots Thursday showing the permanently shadowed craters at the top of our solar system's smallest innermost planet. This was the sixth and final flyby for Mercury for the spacecraft named Bepi Colombo since its launch in 2018. It puts the spacecraft on a course to enter orbit around Mercury late next year. Keith Peters reporting.
Canada's governing Liberal Party will announce the country's new prime minister March 9th after a leadership vote that follows the resignation of the wildly unpopular Justin Trudeau earlier this week. Polls suggest Liberals' chances of winning the next election are slim indeed. More details, SRNNews.com.